Go Loud. Talking Bollocks is coming to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre on July the 11th.
For our biggest show ever.
Big name guests, live music and a lot more chaos and crack.
The two lads in the big theatre. Go to Ticketmaster now to secure your seat.
Big theatre, big laugh, big loads of bollocks.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your wasting it now. Till your body attends. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that.
The hypnotic.
Did a hot box on a session last week. I'm still thinking about it. The heat just hits you different.
Yeah, that proper finish blast followed by the cold plunge. I felt brand new after my one. It's an unreal vibe as well. Lakeside, sea, proper escape.
I went in wrecked and I came out a new man. I was floating. It's not just for recovery either. It's a great spot to catch up or sweat out the fare from the night before.
Yeah, they haven't nailed. I was at the one in Meath, but they're in Sligo, Kilkenny, Louth and Dublin. Which one did you go to?
At the Dublin one, of course. If you fancy giving her a go, hit them up at thehotboxsauna.ie or check them out on Instagram at thehotboxsauna.
And here's a bonus. Use the code TALKINBOLLOCKS10 for 10% off your session. You'll thank us later.
So are we in?
We are.
What are we doing?
Talking more bollocks.
Talking more bollocks. Wait,
just let's pull back the curtain now. What have I got in my hand?
Coffee.
How did I get that?
Oh, Brennan.
Went and got us coffee. You just remember where the bread is buttered around here. Any questions?
You see, that's just
unnecessary.
I'm fuming because now we're not going to get another coffee off.
Never I don't give a bollocks. One and done, I'm happy. I've had my fun.
I sent down the money for my coffee and he sent me back change. He's a legend.
Nice on this young blood.
I didn't want to hear any whinging.
Thanks very much for the coffee, pal. I appreciate it.
Yeah, hope you spill it on yourself.
Whoa, and that's hot.
And that's an Americano
that
as well.
That is hot coffee.
Yeah.
That's a particularly hot coffee.
Yeah. What's the crack on?
All good. Seems the TBX quiz has been very popular.
Boys, there's been some response to that.
Do you know what the best thing about that is? There was literally no structure at all and everything just fell into place. Halfway through, Siobhan came in with loads of coffees. Remember? Yeah. Siobhan was screaming like, hey, Siobhan. Then Ed came in. We're like, Ed, you sit there, Dad, and you get out.
I got sent off and all at one stage.
Rightly so.
I was going to hand the yellow card and we're not in the quiz anymore. But yeah, there was. I got sent off, Darden got sent off, you still got yellow cards, Ed replaced Darden.
So I wanted to get sent off, but I couldn't.
Yeah, I've never heard that in my life. Yeah. That was a pure bottle. He bottled it. Someone texts me, in quotes, shove the quiz up your hole. I was like, what the fuck are they on about? And they're like, you said that. I was like, did I? Ed pulled me. He was left last week, yeah? And Ed pulled me and he was like, are you putting that on? I was like, put what on? He goes, how competitive you are about the quiz? I was like, fuck, I must be really out of line, boys.
No, you're banging out of order.
Yeah, but I thought it must be justified. Because it's not like me. It's out of nature. So
you
something must have provoked me.
At one stage last week, I don't even know if this was during the quiz, you said, why don't you run a half marathon, you dope box? That was the quote.
God, word for word. That was left in, yeah.
I got out of hand, didn't I?
And he just ran a half marathon.
Yeah, well, do another one.
I can't, I injured myself.
Well, there you go.
Same on. You know it's over 4 weeks since the last run.
Oh yeah?
Come on, bro, I'm injured. Anyways.
Any questions?
Yes, we have a few. Anything else you want to get through before we get to questions, or are you happy?
I had a bad encounter at a bus stop last night. Do you want to hear about that?
Yeah. This is better than picture of Graham Burke and play school going.
It was kindergarten. But anyways.
What's the difference?
You don't call it play school.
Yeah, I think kindergarten's so American.
Yeah, kindergarten's American.
Yeah, but if I went down to Sean McDermott Street and I said to anybody where's the kindergarten, they know where it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Would they?
Yeah, it's not there anymore. It's not to get knocked down, but yeah.
Kindergarten?
Yeah, the kindergarten. Yeah, behind the church.
Always been play school on me anyways.
Yeah. Anyone D1? Yeah.
The D1 area. D7 thing again.
Could be.
The D7 block.
He's not where the kindergarten is. So we had Bleeding Francesca reached out to us because we mentioned them on the podcast.
Yeah.
So people know. But I was getting the bus home last night. And
he's afraid to spend money on petrol.
Just getting the bus home because I'm not above getting the bus, unlike Terrence.
I don't need to get the fucking bus.
Yeah, he just gets driven around everywhere.
The radius of Terrence's life is pretty small. Yeah. Like someone who lives in a sitcom, they go to the same few.
You've literally forced me to get a car and start driving.
And how was that getting on?
Forced.
How was that getting on?
I'm getting there.
Wait, nobody forced you.
How'd your eye test go?
I'm not getting that done. I'm not getting an eye test.
So, you've got your theory test.
Yeah.
And now you
show us your license.
I have to apply for it.
And yeah, in order to apply, what do you need?
An eye test.
And you won't get the eye test.
He's afraid to fail the exam. The eye test. He's afraid. He's afraid. You're not afraid.
20/20 vision.
Then what are you afraid of? You're afraid of an optician saying to you, oh, your vision is not as good as you think it is. You're afraid of the truth. It's like, it's typical masculinity. Toxic masculinity. If you found a lump, you're like, because this is what we do.
How does toxic masculinity?
Because this is what we do. If you found a lump, you're like, ah, leave, I won't get it checked. Because you're afraid.
I still
afraid.
Have that hearing you.
Exactly. We're afraid to go and get the bad news. This is why men don't go to doctors. This is why we have to be forced to go to GPs to get things checked. This is a fact. You're afraid to go and get an eye test.
How do you, that fucking hernia needs an eye test at this stage. Yeah,
oh, fucking bad, hernia needs a blade and driving lesson.
How do you still have a hernia?
I shouldn't.
No.
Because you won't go and get it?
No, I did. Remember I went.
And what happened?
I went and got it checked and he had me fast. And
you asked this. The porter to have a look at it for you.
No, this was only... Yeah, I did do that.
Just got out of line there, yeah.
This was only last year. I went into hospital with it. I was in bits and pain. And they had me fast and all. They said I was going in for an emergency operation in the morning. And then they came in and said that they need to check it for something else, and I got a bit paranoid. Got a scan, never heard back. CT scan.
Something fishy there, isn't it? Yeah. It's a common thing. There's stats out there to back her up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's, you're falling into them statistics, Terrence, backing them up. I didn't even tell you what happened to me at the bus stop, but here we are, we're having an intervention for 30.
Get your eyes checked, will you?
Yeah. Go.
So standing at the bus stop anyway, it's had me earphones in, some fella comes over and he's in a sling. Right? So I had to pause the music and I was like, what's it? And the fella behind him, big fella standing behind him, goes, I'm not fucking doing it anyways. I goes, what do you want? He goes, will you take me bus around my pocket for me? And I just started laughing. And that man's dead serious, stone faced. I can't reach my pocket. Will you take me money out of my pocket for me? He's in a sling. I goes, what? He goes, I can't put my hand in my pocket. I goes, how'd you get your money into your pocket? He goes, I put my money in my pocket this morning and then I fractured my shoulder in 5 places.
Oh, so you only had to get in the flag just...
Yeah, he goes, I'm on the way out the Bowmount now. I goes, oh, not put my hand in your pocket, you mad thing, yeah. I goes, reach around with your other hand. And he went and reached over and put his hand in, took the change out. He goes, oh, thanks. And I was like, would you? I wouldn't mind the bus, so he got close to Bowmount. Then he didn't even get on it. Yeah. So I was just like, my world was rocked. I was like, what a blading street. Just around that county there. That's Talbot Street for you. Talbot Street's one of those, like, Carrick on Shannon. It just doesn't exist. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the rules of physics don't apply there. Oh, you know what I mean? It's just...
It's a mad old spot.
It's in its own.
You,
like, you
never
know what, I mean?
Know what you're going to see.
On Talbot Street.
On Talbot Street.
Okay, some questions.
Yeah.
Okay, this from...
It's not McGindy.
No, Lorne from Lucky Lane.
Fake.
Yeah. Lucky Lane, never heard that. What? Say that again, Alan.
Lorne, L-O-R-N-I-E, from Lucky Lane.
Yeah, it's fake, but I'm looking forward to it.
I think Lucky Lane might be fake, but...
Anyway. Can you spell the name? Sorry, Alan.
L-O-R-N-I-E. It's a nickname for Lorna, I think.
Yeah, I'm not having it.
Right. Question.
Go.
Would you rather a body is found in your house, so therefore your house becomes haunted, or a body is found in your garden, so your garden becomes haunted?
I know what this is.
Oh yeah,
because he texted me the weekend. I said, that's a very good email that into the podcast.
You're trying to figure out what Lorne is and all. She had been texting Calvin for the last 2 weeks
because me fucking garden is raised, trying to get rid of the ivy in the garden, and the garden's on a hill. There's like, my garden's flat and then one side of it is raised. It looks like there's a body there. Yeah, so I was thinking, like, what happens, like, if I dug up a body in my garden now, what happens? Like, do the state come back and be like, sorry, you can't live here anymore?
No.
You just dig it up and I'm just expected to live there knowing that there was a body buried out in my back garden.
Yep.
That's a lot of bollocks.
What? You want a new house?
Yeah.
Well,
Boy, what's the concern if there's a body there?
That someone's had to be murdered and buried out in my back garden all along. I'm not living in that gaff.
And what difference does it make?
You don't want that. You don't want that. Would you buy a house if you know someone's had to be murdered in it?
Yeah.
Would you really?
Yeah. Differently, obviously, said. You could prove it was haunted, that there was ghosts and all. I'd be like, right, I don't know if I live there.
Yeah, I wouldn't say right with me. Because I was just thinking, like, what would happen? Like, imagine you dug up next while you hear a bit of plastic, you open the bit of plastic, there's bones in it. Do you know what I mean?
That means you had to be in there for a while as well.
Yeah, but
I'm
like...
Have you had to be living life already?
Yeah, I don't know. And then she was like, it's better than being in the attic. And then he's like, would you rather be in your attic or out your back? And I was like, it's a good question. I'd rather be out the back.
You know, definitely outside the house.
At least your hunting's are localised to the back garden then. So you can just go in for a bit of peace. Let the dog out. Right, you have a piss there. Boogity boogity goes on. You go back to bed.
Dog won't go out.
Because how do you know what dogs detect spirits and all that?
I mean, not that Bruno would need an excuse to not leave the gaff. But...
you're getting very close to me just to find dead dog talk. Very close. Yeah,
that's nowhere near dead dog talk.
My dog every week, is 19.8 kilo.
That's heavy.
And they said pure muscle as well. He's a medium sized pig.
Do you know how my dog is? 4
minus,
kilo.
Minus
4 kilo.
4 kilo.
I wouldn't have thought so.
You would have said lighter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have thought lighter as well. Eh?
4 kilo is light, boys.
All right, I'm in the gym now.
No, I just mean for a living being, like.
Anyway,
she's tiny.
Yeah, she's small.
You put on a shoe, like.
Bruno's not going at the back if there's a ghost out there. He's saying, I'm going on the floor.
Do you reckon, yeah?
I think so.
Is that a thing? Because I've heard of those things, John, where dogs can detect death and all. Don't believe it. But what if it's in the attic? I'm not bleeding staying in the gaff if there's a ghost in the attic.
I'd still pick the garden, yeah.
Yeah. You just have to put the dog out the front garden. Do you like that?
Yeah. Well, maybe it's both gardens.
No, you killed out the back. Don't be giving her up. That's like saying, maybe it's the attic, maybe it's the bedrooms, maybe it's all of upstairs.
You do get carried away on.
Like, that woman's question was clear, black and white. Would you rather your garden be haunted or your attic? And everyone's like, your driveway is fucking haunted. And your mask gaff is haunted.
You do all.
And every hotel you stay in for the rest of your life is haunted.
You always say, that's my job, isn't it? To get the best out of you. Isn't that my job? All right, Roy Keane.
He put on a Cork accent and all.
Is that good?
Roy Keane wouldn't tolerate you.
I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm actually afraid to have Roy Keane on the podcast. Yeah. Like, imagine even doing the intro and all. And it's like, 3, 2, 1, episode 220 of the Talking Bollocks podcast. And I'm like, I know he's going to have a realisation. Like, what am I have to sign up for?
Would you ask him, does he piss in the shower?
Yeah, if you're going in, you kind of have to go all in, don't you?
Hand on my heart, I wouldn't ask.
No.
Hand on my heart.
If you can convince Roy Keane to come on a podcast called Talking Bollocks, I think you get away with it from then. Like, what? If you go to the circus, you're going to see a few clowns. Yeah. You know what I mean? You kind of have to just go with it, like.
Imagine he was late for Roy Keane.
Oh,
he'd just walk out, though, wouldn't he?
I'd leave. I wouldn't be trying to entertain him. I'd be like, look, he's late. I'd go home myself, pal. And act like it's something that we do all the time. Oh, I'd just go home if he doesn't show up, Roy.
We've a bit of an extra treat lined up for you all to Easter Fair after the bank holiday weekend.
That's right. We've teamed up with Tesco. It's for, can't argue with that. This is a bonus coming out this Wednesday, and we're getting into some serious arguments to try and settle your arguments about the major issues.
Like splitting your sausage, down the big shop, or whether a door is on or off if it's closed.
Don't get me started. So listen now for an extra help in the Talking More Bollocks this Wednesday, thanks to Tesco. Can't argue with that. It's a belter. I don't want to go down this road, but because it's a slippery slope and I'm going to scare myself. But surely, like what happens if you Google Exorcism Ireland? Like, is there a designated branch of the church that you're going to?
There's a couple of exorcists, yeah.
In Ireland? Yep. From the church, like, legit, yep. Like, Father Murphy's going to come down.
Yep.
Father Tom O'Matney. A
couple of high-ranking exorcists, I believe, yeah.
Father Tom Maloney, the one and only's going to come over and exorcise the gaff.
Can't remember his name, but yeah. I think there's a whole big process you have to go through to get to the point where the priest shows up at the gaff.
Yeah, like if you come down and said like, my gaff is haunted, there's noises going on, they're like, don't care.
Yeah.
It has to be serious, like, they're pulling people out of bed kind of buzz.
They'll come in and do checks and all this till they decide that there's no other possible explanation.
Do you think there's a level? Ah, that's on your level 2 haunting, I'm not down and exercising on that. Like, you know, if you went in and you said, I've a leak in my gaff, the plumber's going to come in and be like, you put a bit of bleeding filler on that, it'd be grand, and they fuck off. You'd be like, no, it's really bad. Then they're like, right, we're going to pull up the tiles and we're going to repipe the fucking floors and all.
Is there a level of haunting where they're kind of saying, look after yourself?
Yeah.
You don't need us involved?
Yeah. Do you reckon?
Maybe.
The priest are going, I'm not getting out of bed for that. It's only a bleeding and knock on the wall. Because I'd be out of the gaff. The second I think, right, that's paranormal, I'm out of the gap. That's it, the gas for sale. DNG, whoever.
That's why I don't like horror films. And the frames start coming off the wall and they're still trying to go to bed.
Yeah.
What are you going to bed for?
Young one had to get pulled out of the bed and you're like, will you go up, will you? And go back to sleep, you're in school in the morning.
And the drawer pulls
out. Right
out
of bleeding.
Yeah.
Well, there are lots of stories of people living in houses where very strange stuff was happening.
What are they called again?
Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you know what that is?
They couldn't leave.
Noisy ghost in German. That's where the name comes from.
It's not even that scary anymore, is it?
A poltergeist? Well, if it was real.
It's a good word, though, isn't it? It would be. German's a good good language. I like, they've good words. Like butterfly, schmetterling.
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten, there you go. Do you know what I mean? This was a German episode, didn't it?
Well, briefly.
Guten Morgen. How about that?
Okay. I'm going to find out more and I'll bring it to you maybe next week.
Don't.
You don't want to know more?
No.
Yeah.
The less you know, the better.
Oh, no.
Now, majority rules. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Do you want the next one?
Please. Go for it.
McGindy.
Oh, wait. Before we even get to
the question.
Alan.
It's a statement, isn't it? You're at the posturing up like you're about to address the nation, Alan.
Yeah.
Here we go.
There's a deep breath coming.
Alan has sent us some information on crows.
Go on. The ban, when did we put the ban in place? It was last year. We're going to lift the ban for this one thing.
Yeah, right. Alan says, interesting info on crows. When a crow feels sick, it visits an anthill.
A what?
An anthill.
What's that?
Ants, their house.
Oh, all right.
So, when a crow senses it's unwell, it will intentionally find an anthill, spread its wings wide and remain completely still, waiting for the ants to crawl into its feathers. Because ants release formic acid, which is a natural antiseptic that kills bacteria, fungi and parasites hiding in the bird's feathers. This behaviour is called anting, and it's been observed not just in crows, but in many bird species.
Yeah, isn't it? It's very common for other animals to go around and let, I don't know, smaller animals or insects fucking like isn't there, is a shark, the whale shark lets the smaller fish eat all the fucking barnacles off them and shit like that. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, yeah. The whales and stuff, they'd let the smaller fish, they'll go into the skills of the smaller fish and let them eat off them.
Yeah, there are. And there's all birds that just sit on the elephant and all that.
And yeah, but the elephant let them do that. Yeah. Isn't that mad?
Right, what else I got for you?
Did he not have a question, no?
Nope.
All right.
That was just...
just a crow fact.
A bit of crow fact.
Little spanner in the works.
Why hasn't he had a crow fact?
Okay.
Right, next question.
Yeah.
McGinty.
McGinty.
What's one fashion trend you wish you could get rid of and what's one you wish you could bring back?
Get rid of, I'm going to say mullets.
Yeah, it's not bad too. I'd say the baggy bottoms. They're making a comeback.
Yeah.
You know, where people are standing on the back of them and they're covering their runners and all.
Yeah, especially with bad weather.
Yeah, get rid of that. And one I'd bring back, Velcro runners.
Hmm.
The straps, I think.
You wouldn't wear a pair of runners.
I'd wear a pair of runners with a strap and I'd leave the top strap open, no problem. Like, remember the K-Swiss runners?
Yeah.
Where you take the top strap out of the loop and close it. So you'd only have two straps closed.
You could switch the colours on the sides of them.
You could do a lot of things with K-Swiss. You can turn the tongue around on them and all.
If somebody came down to the flats on Christmas morning, right, with one red, one blue, one red yoke on the K-Swiss runners, remember that? They were millionaires. K-Swiss back in the day, and an Echo tracksuit.
You need help.
I tell you, your outfit was banging her out.
No, you could want to start bringing back fucking Velcro runners. And tell you, anyone, just make Velcro runners great again. MVRGA, whatever you want to call that. Make Velcro runners great again. Sorry, there's another trend going around of people wearing football jerseys and they're like retro, but they're from like 08. I said, that's not retro.
It is.
Nah, Terence, 08.
Yeah.
Like, I was born then.
I'd rock a Liverpool jersey with Torres on the back of it right now.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't count. To me, this looks like you had that in your wardrobe and you didn't throw it out or something. You know what I mean?
I do get what you're saying. I've loads of Liverpool retro jerseys.
Yeah, but like they're from like the 80s and they have candy on them and all. I'm like, yeah, that's retro. Ones with Carlsberg on it and all. Nah, me
boss. Have an Istanbul one in the gaff.
They're not old enough, Terry. They don't give a bollocks. That's only 20 years.
Yeah.
That's not old enough.
That's 20 years ago.
20 yeah.
years.
20 years the other day it was, yeah.
Think about that.
I only watched the highlights of that the other day for some reason. I don't know why.
Greatest show of all time.
Right. One more from Tom. Would you prefer if Jurassic Park or Ghostbusters was real?
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic, yeah.
Dinosaurs Jurassic. Running around the gaff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Risky.
Are they friendly or are they aggressive?
Have you seen Jurassic Park?
Yeah. Obviously, no, he hasn't.
I think
no. Do you know how I knew he's a bad lawyer? Have you seen Jurassic Park? Yeah.
Obviously, it's dinosaurs going around.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Why did you answer so quickly if you haven't seen it?
Don't know.
Why did you say no?
I'm not having this again. I remember us going down Manor Street and people calling me a prick for not watching The Shawshank.
Yeah, but that's different.
Remember your man rolled the car window down and said that one?
Mm-hmm.
Watch The Shawshank, you prick, and drove off.
I thought he was right.
The Shawshank was like the first running like drama or joke.
Yeah, it was.
On the bonus episodes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it's such like high regard. We're not saying go and watch fucking Gladiator, which is a good film, but it's not better than The Shawshank.
No.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, I didn't want that to be another thing.
And is it Jurassic Park as in like, no, the dinosaurs are running free, or there's a theme park where you can go and see the fucking T-Rex? That's what I want. Like, if that was a thing on, would you go? Imagine how much it cost. It costs about blading 10 grand a ticket.
A theme park's the dinosaurs? Yeah, if I could.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it costs about 300 quid to get into Disneyland.
Yeah.
Much as hate that park these days.
Plus Jurassic Park was an island, wasn't it? You had to fly out there in the helicopter.
Isla Nubla.
Not going to be cheap.
No.
Isla. That's the name of the island.
Google it. Please. Just please Google it.
Fucking Rain Man over here.
Please just Google
what
it.
What is it?
If that's right, I'm leaving.
Name of island. Jurassic Park. Isla Nubla. You weirdo. All right. Thanks for those two, Tom. There you go.
Yeah.
Ghosts, dinosaurs, crows, the whole lot.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's been a roller coaster of an episode.
Mm.
You set me up on the wrong foot with the ghosts and all, but.
Bit of McGinty in there, too.
He's fucked.
Yeah, you rattled me a little bit on.
Imagine dinosaur ghosts.
I'm going to bring you in some more detailed info on hauntings.
Yeah.
And possible explanations.
But did
I'd sleep in a haunted house.
No, right. Don't be lying.
Yeah, don't
like,
lie.
Just don't lie. Like, why are you lying? Why did you lie about Jurassic Park and now this?
Right,
yeah, like, you sent me west with the hauntings, but I would sleep in a haunted house.
Right, if you would stop and listen. Is right.
You have the floor.
Right. Booker.
Right. Did we ever talk about Loftus Hall on this?
We did in Wexford.
Boys, you should be doing it on your own, honestly.
Can we sleep there?
You can spend the night in it, yeah.
We'll send you in with a GoPro.
Oh, listen to me, bro.
Where's your GoPro on his forehead? And the one like
listen to me.
Face.
Yeah.
A TBX One Night Show. Cameras, us, Loftus Hall.
Take the us and just put like me. Cameras.
I wouldn't go on. You can't go on your own. You need
to
crack.
After
Paranta.
You can bring on.
Imagine I got pulled out of bed at 3:30 in the morning. What would you do? You'd fall around laughing.
I wouldn't.
would
I'd be out the gap.
Imagine him on the floor.
I'd be trapped. Six. Honestly,
we'd have to sleep in the same room, three single beds. I won't get woolied around the room.
Imagine how much talking he'd do trying to go sleep in the room. Yeah,
now, if there's a poltergeist coming for any of us, it's going to be picking on you.
Do you reckon?
You'd have annoyed that ghost.
Yeah.
He's like, sure up.
He's dragging him out of the room just because the noise of him. The poltergeist trying to get a bit of sleep. Get him out into the landing.
Yeah, look, I'm putting that out there.
Putting it out there, we're not going with you.
Why?
Because we're afraid.
Yeah, we're afraid. We're happy for you to go.
But what you're not afraid, so why don't you just go? We go down with you, but you can go in. We'll wait outside. Me and Alan sitting in the car, doing quizzes and all.
Yeah. Imagine the three of us. And Darden Cleary, four single beds in one room, boys, with a poltergeist. Alan, I'm telling you now.
Oh, him and Darden Cleary in the room.
I put TBX up to a tenner a month just for that episode of it. I swear to God, Alan. You'd pay a tenner to watch that.
I'd pay a tenner to watch it. Yeah, I would.
The problem is, boys, at the end of the day, nothing's going to happen, no.
Yeah, you should go and do the tour of Loftus Hall before you start coming in here and saying statements like that with your chest.
I'm just saying, before I even do the tour, I'm willing to book it.
Right, that's the end of this week's talk.
If you want us to go and sleep in Loftus Hall, send Owen an email.
Yep. talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com.
And if we get more than 25 emails about Loftus Hall, what booking it?
We're not going with you. We're going to Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a price on everything in the world.
I told you.
How much would you
I
take?
I told you this. No, open a suitcase with 10 grand cash in it and I'd close it and hand it back to you. I wouldn't do it.
Here's the thing, yeah? I might have been afraid and I don't know why, yeah? Why? What's so scary?
Why don't you go? Were you afraid that time we were up in the Hellfire Club?
Yeah, a little bit.
Loftus Hall is 100 times scarier than that.
Yeah, but the thing is, unless fucking John Connors was Keith Barry, there was actually some things that, because there were some things that are very explainable.
Yeah.
And some things that you could not, you can never sit me down and say, this is what happened there.
Yeah. He's at the bottom now.
He's gone.
So talking more bollocks at goloudnow.com. Take us out, Owen. Have to get him back into the studio.
Calvin, I did a hotbox session last week. I'm still thinking about it. That heat just hits different.
Yeah, that proper finish blast followed by the cold plunge. I felt brand new after my one. It's an unreal spot as well. Proper escape.
Yeah, I went there and wrecked and I came out flouting. It's not just for recovery either. It's a great spot to catch up with your mates or even sweat the fear out.
Yeah, they have a sust. I was at the one in Meath, but they're in Sligo, Kilkenny, Louth and Dublin. Which one do you go to?
Dublin, obviously. If you fancy giving it a go, hit up thehotboxsauna.ie or check them out on Instagram at thehotboxsauna.
And here's a bonus for you. Use the code TALKINBOLLOCKS10 for 10% off your session. You'll thank us later.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.